the Maxwell Boulevard Warehouse. And you can help students in Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Start with durable 27-gallon storage totes for just $9.48 each. They're made of heavy-duty resin to hold up to 400 pounds. At that price, you should get a few extra, just to hold the money you'll save. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van from Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump was asked by a reporter whether Russia is still targeting the U.S., and Trump shook his head and said no. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if the president understood the question.
Said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions.
A U.S. judge is ordering accused Russian operative Maria Butina to remain behind bars pending trial after federal prosecutors warned she's a, quote, serious flight risk.
12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped in a cave in Thailand got a warm welcome before facing the press for the first time with the doctors and others who helped them through their ordeal.
California's Pacific Coast Highway completely reopened.
The Congressional Pig Book shows earmarks increased more than 42%. Included in the Pig Book, $663,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program and $11 million for the aquatic plant control program.
The European Commission is imposing the equivalent of a $5 billion antitrust penalty against Google.
Hurricane season was the focus of a House hearing after last year's deadly storms. FEMA officials say they're better equipped this year.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
88 degrees outside. Stock market is down 106 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. Are you doing all right?
Doing really well, matter of fact. A lot done this morning, and so that is a good thing, as they would say. 272-9228, first-time caller, essentially let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. And Postman won it yesterday. I need to give him a call. I just picked up his card just a little while ago, matter of fact, on the way here. And went and looked at that Porterhouse premium on sale. Looked really good. Really, really good.
I went by the freshest of markets, Fresh Market, last night, and I did look at the Porterhouse, and I've eaten a lot of Porterhouses in the last few months, and they're fantastic for Fresh
really
Market.
Are.
But I went with the salmon plank last night instead.
Ooh.
And I like to slather, and I shouldn't tell folks because it's always sold out now, but the Cajun crab dip,
yep.
I like to slather that on top of the salmon.
Slather, I like that.
Oh, it's a slather job, all right. I slather that on top, and I put it on top of the salmon filet before I put it in the oven.
Ooh.
It's really, really
Have
good.
You tried the bourbon salmon?
I have not tried the bourbon salmon yet. And they do. They have the bourbon. They have all sorts of different already pre-marinated salmon.
My friend Fred Johnson told me that it's really good. I've never tried it, but he said it's really good, particularly if it's put on a super hot grill, because he said it kind of turns it into more of a caramel type thing and really gives some flavor to it, deep flavor, caramelizes it. So,
good show.
Good show. A lot of eating to do this weekend. I was at Benazir last night, and it was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. And had the snapper with the buntings, and really good. They really enjoyed that. I enjoyed their company very, very much. They're good, good people here. Okay, also a reminder that any caller is available to get their name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. It's a $60 value, and they basically say, look, you pick out what you want to do and put it in your own basket and just keep it at under $60, keep it at $60 or less. If you run over, just pay us a little bit of the difference. And if you win that, you're going to really get a treat, a real treat with it. So remember, that's open to any caller. Let's start out with Hank the Bank Sanders. His bride got arrested. This happened, and it was a cut story, but it was just a printed story. They actually did a piece on it. And guess who Hank Sanders, what he's going to blame this thing on? What do you think, huh? Let's listen in.
Tonight, State Senator Hank Sanders today responding to the arrest of his wife. Selma police arrested Faya Rose Turay after a police officer Monday witnessed her removing campaign signs. She was charged with theft. Sanders says his wife's arrest centers on the illegal placement of campaign signs and that before her arrest, she made complaints to the city about the discriminatory removal of signs.
She noticed that the city was constantly taking down the campaign signs on public right-of-ways of African-American candidates. It happened in the primary and it was still happening in the runoff. She went to the code enforcement people and said to them, you're discriminating.
Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier says Sanders' arrest came after several weeks of complaints to the police department that she'd been seen removing campaign signs.
You wouldn't believe that Hank Sanders is a Harvard graduate from law school. Discriminated. You're discriminated.
Wow.
Rose Sanders is a piece of work, by the way. Mm-hmm. It is. She is. She's always in the middle of something. Something's happening out there. Well, the sign that she took was on private property. It wasn't on a right-of-way. So that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, just a bit.
And I wonder how many non-African-American candidates there are in Selma.
Well, I don't know. Probably not many.
And so what she is implying, or he's implying on her behalf, is that they were taking African-American signs out for right-of-way, but they're leaving non-African-American signs on the right-of-way. I find that incredibly hard to believe. Now, we both have known Spencer for a while, and he's actually doing a pretty good job over there, considering the circumstances, and the crime level has really gotten bad, and the gang drug territorial fighting that's been going on is really been bad. I had family that was over there, and they went back to visit, and they said it's just remarkable how much has gone down in, say, the last 8 years. Now, they have a big farm, and it actually used to be an old plantation out in Sardis, and he and my cousin and I would go ride horses out there, but he said, Dan, you just wouldn't, you know, it just breaks my heart. They lived right across from the country club, and he said, it just breaks my heart to look at what has happened in Selma over the last just 8 years. He said, it really has tumbled down even further.
Yeah, I met a guy a while ago named Remzo Martinez, and he was stationed here for a little while in the River Region area, but he decided, because I'm in the area and I want to know some history, I'm going to go look at Edmund Pettus, the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And he looked at the bridge, and he said his heart was broken because across the bridge there was, at that time and still to this day, a defunct, like, his museum or something like that. Like, it had initially been started years ago. It was now.
Oh, yeah, the slave museum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, what has happened to this place? It should be thriving, at least from a historical perspective. I mean, Montgomery's learning that now. We learned yesterday with the mayor, you can leverage your history for tourism dollars, these sorts of things.
Well, another problem that you have is you don't go through Selma anymore if you're trying to go to Meridian or Jackson, all that kind of stuff. You go around Selma. And so that was kind of part of the downtown part of Selma that they would get people that are coming through. They had a great Chinese restaurant that was there and a good steak place. And last time I was over there, and that was a while back, it was just nothing there. I mean, it was really downtrodden, as they would say. Now let's move up to another local piece here, and that is covering the Holmes situation. So Alvin Holmes loses, and here's an interview with Alvin over the telephone.
It was a surprising upset in last night's runoff election. The longest-serving legislator in Alabama's history, State Representative Alvin Holmes, lost his seat. Holmes, grateful for his 44 years of service, told us tonight that he's glad he had such a good career representing Montgomery.
I think we got a lot of things done when I served, and I will never forget them. And this time around, they want to make a change, which I understood. They want to get a new blood, and which I understood, and I appreciated very much.
Now, Holmes's opponent, Kurt Hatcher, also reacted tonight. He said, quote, "We genuinely thank Alvin Holmes for his decades of service, and we recognize this win as a responsibility to the people he has served. Over the years, this district has failed to live up to its full potential. We want to restore these communities to the point where people do not simply live here, but thrive as well." He goes on to say that our focus will be on providing employment opportunities and constructive outlets for residents in order to deter crime.
So Alvin sounded a little sanguine.
He did.
During that, but it was a good one. 44 years or so, and but there's going to be an independent that's going to be running for this position. Let me do this. Let me go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about that and run that piece right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brand brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wait, that's where we are. So let's get down to, for the Alvin Holmes district seat, there's going to be an independent that's going to run, and this independent is somebody that the audience is familiar with. Let's listen in.
Well, now Hatcher will have an opponent in the general election in November, and it won't be a Republican. WSFA 12 News reporter Morgan Young is joining us now from the State House. And Morgan, what can you tell us about the other candidate now that is vying for Holmes's seat?
Well, Mark, her name is Tawana Adetunji, and she's actually running as an independent. She learned just a few days ago that she qualifies for November as an independent. But if her name sounds familiar, it may be because she's actually run for this seat before.
The petition you submitted was not sufficient.
Less than a month after receiving a letter saying she did not have enough verified signatures to run as an independent, Tawana Adetunji challenged that decision and got this letter from Secretary of State John Merrill confirming she qualified and will be on November's ballot.
It's time that we stop voting for parties and start voting for people.
In 2014, Adetunji ran for this same seat as a Republican.
So I don't regret it. I regret the fact that people didn't understand who I am.
She lost to Alvin Holmes, who has been in that seat since 1974. In November, she'll face Kirk Hatcher, who upset Holmes in Tuesday's runoff. She says District 78 has predominantly black voters with values she believes are faith-based and family-centered like her own. But
sometimes we don't take those same values to the polls with us.
Saying she wants to offer those values without asking traditionally Democratic voters to choose the Republican Party this time.
Now, Adetunji will ultimately have to wait until November to see if switching parties does actually reach more voters. We will, of course, hear more from her and Hatcher as we get closer to November's general election.
By the way, Adetunji needed 292 signatures from registered voters in her district in order to qualify for that run.
I wonder if the Democrat Party is going to go to the Secretary of State and challenge the count. Because it was rejected at first, and then for some reason it kind of got back in. I don't know if she redid it or what, but knowing the Democrat Party the way I do, I'm going to suggest that
yeah,
that's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, we've had her on the show several times when she was running against Alvin Holmes. Her husband is a minister, very well known, matter of fact, and a delightful lady, very, very smart, very connected, very much spirit-filled. The only difficulty is she's going to have to go against the straight ticket voting that's going to happen in the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
And that's not going to be an easy thing to overcome. Now, what could happen is she can educate people to do the straight ticket, but go to her name and punch, and all you have to do is uncheck that one and or mark that on your paper ballot, then she'll get that vote. And that would be easier than trying to say, remind people to come in and vote for me. But that straight ticket voting is going to be difficult. The other thing is, what will the turnout be on the Democrats? I don't see any excitement. I don't see any really good candidates out there. There's not a lot of, if when you get down to the general election, there are not a lot of Republicans running against Democrats that would be affected by this. So I think the turnout is going to be pretty low on the Democrat side, which is going to make for big wins for the Republicans all the way across the board. And I don't see any Republican being upset by a Democrat anywhere. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Well, no, I'll tell you what. Let's go to a break to get Rodney. Rodney, I want to give you plenty of time. I'm going to be back with you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants to meet again with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The president tweeting the summit with Russia was a great success, except with the real enemy of the people, the fake news media. He continued, I look forward to our second meeting so that we can start implementing some of the many things discussed.
Fox's John Decker. Putin today meeting with Russian diplomats also calls the summit on Monday a success. An Indiana man is formally charged with the murder of an 8-year-old girl 30 years ago, linked by a genealogy database to evidence found at the scene.
Modern-day DNA technology is credited with helping police solve a 30-year-old cold case in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Police say John Miller abducted the little girl, April Tinsley, in Fort Wayne in 1988.
Fox's Matt Finn. Police say Miller confessed when he was arrested. A judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf, assigning him a public defender. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today on a Thursday? Thumbs up Thursday, by the way, boys and girls. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how y'all doing?
We're good, good.
So President Trump says he just can't wait to meet with Putin again. Fantastic. Our president is fantastic. He is definitely going to go down in history as be one of the greatest presidents of all time. We're in the midst of a revolution, Dan. This started well before Laura Lerner was weaponized by the Obama administration against the Tea Party.
Lois Lerner.
Yeah. Okay. And it started way before that. You know, the Tea Party's been around for a while now, and now it's another example of how Obama and the administration he had weaponized many things, even at the end of the election. They weaponized anything they can get their hands on. So I'm looking at it like this, keeping a positive frame of mind about all this. And I figured that we're 7 elections away from totally turning our country around and getting the ship moving into the direction that Trump's going to line it up for. And I think that the revolution is going to go throughout his whole administration and the administration that follows him.
Let me ask you a question. Why 7?
Because it will be one more presidential election, plus the following president that's going to be elected twice, and then all of those midterm elections in between, including the ones coming up here shortly.
Okay.
And I think that I said this already before I made a statement of this, and I hope a lot of people catch on to this, but I think Trump's going to be around for the full 16 years. So if all of that does happen, then it's going to be very, very great for our grandchildren and everything else. And for everyone who doubts Donald Trump, anyone who has any slight doubt in him, our company announced today that across the board, every employee is getting an $1,800 a year raise.
Woohoo!
Affected immediately. So if that's any kind of indication of where our economy's going, and I have a lot of faith in our industry that does a lot of research in all of this, so they don't just hand us these things out without having a strong impulse of the future.
You know, Rodney, I was just reading in Investor's Business Daily at the first part of this week that rig sales for tractor trailers is off the chart. And these are not cheap things. I mean, how much does a normal cab cost for a big rig?
I would roughly say probably about $80,000, somewhere around that range. I'm not really too.
Yeah, I think it's more in I think it's more in the $100,000+. But the sales of those are off the charts. And big rig like Mack and people like that, you look at their stock, their orders are just coming in, which means that people are buying goods and they're moving goods all across America.
Yeah, I'm part of a web page with truckers that I get regular info from, and about eight months to a year of Trump being in office, the economy push had created a 50,000 truck driver gap of needing 50,000 truck drivers immediately. Within 3 months, that jumped to 60,000. Then it jumped to 70,000. Right now, we're sitting at 85,000 truck drivers needed in the United States.
Yeah, and they're doing signing bonuses and all sorts of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Now, one other shocking thing, when this election was taking place, I thought it was very vital that I got the word out to everyone that I possibly could to try to save our country. And in doing so, that also included my own children. And so my daughter calls me, my youngest daughter, she calls me and she says, "Daddy, I cannot believe what they're saying about Donald Trump." She said, "It's just like totally made up stuff." And my youngest daughter, to her credit, I really don't credit her for being the smartest person when it comes to political things. But that made me so happy. And that made me have so much faith in the future. Because if my young daughter could see that and sees it now, then I know the millennials in America are waking up. And that's a great thing for America. It's just one thing after the other that I'm seeing in my own family, that in knowledge we're winning. And our president said that we'll get tired of winning. He didn't say what, but it's been a lot of different things. But I'm not getting tired of winning for America. I'm up for it. I'm up, to do anything for our commander in chief. And he's fighting like in a battlefield every day for this country. And I respect him to the fullest for what he's doing.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to the phones and let me go to Sparky Jr. Sparky Jr., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, I just poured myself out of an attic.
So, just like you did.
Off topic.
You go wherever you want to go.
Okay. Regarding, I've been telling my dad now that what Trump needs to do is announce, probably before an election, the midterm, that if you are not documented, if you're an illegal, we're working on this immigration thing, we're working on the DACA and everything else. If you voted in elections in the past, we're going to work with that.
No, we're not.
Here's the deal breaker. If you vote in this election in 2018, that's a non-starter. You're going home.
Yeah.
Now I see yesterday the thing that out in San Fran where they're allowing these illegals to register.
Right.
Wouldn't you think that would kind of stop it or give them pause to say, if you vote and we find out that you vote, your documents to get thrown out, you're going home.
Let me answer that question. That's a city election that's doing that, and you can't the city can do what they want to do.
Okay.
But let me here's the Dan Morris approach. I say if you want to get citizenship in the United States and you're a dreamer or whoever, and you voted, then you're out of here. Because everybody's up in arms about Russia interfering. But they're not up in arms about illegal immigrants possibly voting. And that is, it really is, and that is changes elections.
Yeah, that's meddling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's collusion because they're actually helping them do it.
Now, do you think if Trump were to say something like that, that they would blow up on it, or would it draw attention?
I think the only way he could do it is if he was close to a deal on DACA recipients and bringing in the people.
Right. Okay. Well, that was my question. Enjoy the show, gentlemen.
And you stay cool, my friend.
We're off to Oak Island, North Carolina. So we will see you guys. Anyway, you're in charge.
Well, you got it. Where's Oak Island? What's it near?
It's Outer Banks. It's just south of the Outer Bank Island.
Okay. I'm pretty familiar. I've never heard of that. I know everything from Duck all the way down to Cape Hatteras.
It's like Bald Head Island. Island. There's a lighthouse right in the corner.
Yeah, okay. I know where the lighthouse is.
It jets out, and then it jets back in. We're right underneath the Outer Banks.
Yeah, got it.
It's beautiful.
You guys, It's not as pretty as Fort Walton Destin area, but that was the beach that we would go to, Duck, in particular when I lived in Washington, D.C. Sparky Jr., have a great trip and safe one. Let me go to the phones and go to Perry Hoopa. How about a Hoopa?
Hey, Brother Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
My center from Jeff Davis High School. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And old friend and band member. Don't forget about the band.
I got you. Listen, that's true. Great call earlier from that caller, Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
I was just excited to hear what he had to say. And that's, my friend, that is fact news, not fake news, about what the president's tax cuts and his cuts and regulations have done to improve the economy and make jobs available here in the great state of Alabama. So I like what he had to say, and that's going on all across the country. I visited with the President Dan about a week and a half ago up in Milwaukee for that groundbreaking ceremony for the Foxconn that's going to create about 20,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So economy's humming. I'm excited what he's doing, and I appreciated that call. And then while I was listening, waiting to talk to you, I think you're spot on. One of the things that we've got to get on top of is try to do something about these illegal immigrants voting. I think you were spot on with that issue. That's something that's got to be done.
And I tell you where it's really affecting things is Nevada. And that state could go a different way if the illegals were not voting there.
Wow. Okay. Well, I did, I think all these elections in Alabama are important and everything, but to me, the midterm election probably is one of the most, just like I thought Trump getting elected was the most important election we had in a long, long time. We had to have him get elected, but now in order to continue what he's doing, to implement the Trump agenda, it's imperative that we keep control of the U.S. Senate and House. And I did talk to Shelby when I was in D.C. recently, and he thinks that we will have a net gain in the U.S. Senate by two. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. I think it may be more than that.
Boy, that would be fabulous if that happens. What about the, I talked to Idaho.
Right.
And at one time he was a little concerned, but he seems to think we may almost maintain the same amount that we have now. I think it's ending around 25 to 26, something like that, majority in the house, somewhere around that number?
Well, it's like 241, but you have to maintain over 218. I think we're going to lose some seats, but I don't think we're going to lose, but maybe 10.
Well, that as long as we still got that majority, that's what counts, so we can continue what this fabulous president's doing for America. But I love your show. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you again soon.
You got it, Hooper. You take care, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, on the Senate stuff, here are the things, the factors that are really helping the Senate, but also the House. And that's the generic balloting question. And when you look at the generic balloting question, you don't do it universally, but you look at it in a state-by-state basis. For example, in California, you're going to get a higher generic balloting question for Democrats. But when you look at Indiana, the generic balloting question is huge for Republicans. It's like a plus 18 out there. So that means that that U.S. Senate seat will probably go Republican. Same thing with Montana. Same thing with Missouri. Though the Missouri numbers are not quite as extreme. They're more in the plus 9. But any plus for Republicans is good. It's a plus factor, a plus 5, if I remember correctly, in Florida. That's the Bill Nelson seat with Scott running against him. So you can pick up all those. You could potentially pick up West Virginia, though I've seen breakout polling on Manchin, and he is leading the candidate, but we don't know what the voter turnout is going to be for that election. The only one that seems to be kind of in jeopardy is the Nevada race. The Tennessee race is neck and neck with the Republican. The Republican should be leading, but Marsha Blackburn kind of brings her own baggage to the table. And the Chattanooga mayor is a very popular guy. But the generic balloting question in Tennessee is still in the plus 9 category. So that may pull her over the top. And then you have kind of a weak candidate that's in Arizona that is running for the Jeff Flake position. But the generic balloting question has moved up, and it is positive for the Republicans in Arizona. So if you can keep Tennessee, you can keep Nevada, keep Arizona, I think you may lose one out of three of those. And then pick up Montana, North Dakota, Indiana, Florida, Missouri. Then you're going to be in a plus 4 situation. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on Newstalk 93.1. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yes, 272-9228, that's where we are. had a an alleged Russian agent infiltrated here in the United States, and they went and arrested her. They got her off the streets, and they put her under a pretty high bond here because they're worried she's going to flee the country. Let's listen in.
A federal judge has ordered accused Russian agent Maria Butina to stay in jail until her trial. Butina pleaded not guilty in court yesterday to charges of conspiracy and acting as a foreign agent. Prosecutors say she contacted Russian operatives while in the U.S. and used her cover as a gun rights activist to gain access to conservative politicians. Paula Reed is at the U.S. District Courthouse in Washington with the latest.
Federal prosecutors accused Butina of being a federal agent who offered sex in exchange for a job where she could influence U.S. policy. Now, she was arrested Sunday after years of allegedly carrying out a scheme that reads like something right out of a spy novel.
I am a representative of Russian Federation here.
29-year-old Maria Butina, seen here in a sexy GQ photo shoot, certainly looks the part of a Russian spy. Butina came here on a student visa in 2016, but the Justice Department alleges she took steps to develop relationships with American politicians in order to advance the interests of the Russian Federation. Photos show her with NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre and Republican Governor Scott Walker.
We meet people, they introduce themselves, often they ask for a picture, and that's not a meeting.
So, and I absolutely agree with that, but this lady was pretty tricky. I mean, she really kind of got involved in a lot of these things. NRA, she, in the next cut, you're going to hear where she actually asked Donald Trump a question at an event that, you remember how he would do those long pressers?
And she got this job, but... sleeping up the ranks?
Yeah, that's what it said.
She must be attractive.
She is, and she was with a guy that for 5 years, I think we're going to hear it in the next
part. Man, that's a long-term honeypot.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But this one is kind of interesting. What we don't have, she worked with the former KGB, and she was funneling information back. You know, there are folks all over America that are... or agents out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I told you that when I was in Washington, D.C., there was this guy who was an arms dealer who actually was KGB, and the CIA was in the bar, and I was sitting there talking, and the guy left, and the guy came up to me and said, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." And he showed me his credentials, and I showed him mine, and he said, "You're Dan Morris, right?" And I said, "Yeah," I showed him my credential. And he said, "That's a KGB agent." Type of thing. So just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Bottom of the drink, though. So let's listen to the second part of this story.
She sent this photo of herself near the Capitol during Mr. Trump's inauguration to a Russian official who responded calling her a, quote, daredevil girl. She also tried unsuccessfully to arrange a meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. But she did manage to get in a question about sanctions to then-candidate Trump at Freedom Fest in 2015.
Do you want to continue the politics of sanctions?
I believe I would get along very nicely with Putin.
Investigators allege Butina had an ongoing relationship with a 56-year-old political operative strictly for business purposes and was likely in contact with Russia's FSB intelligence agency throughout her time in the U.S. Eric O'Neill is a former counterintelligence operative with the FBI.
A spy will do whatever they can to get that information. And if they got to sleep with someone to do it, they'll do it.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman says Butina's arrest is all part of an effort to undermine U.S.-Russia relations. Now, the FBI moved in to arrest her after it says it saw signs she was preparing to flee the country, including packing up her apartment, telling her landlord her lease was going to be up, and transferring $3,500 to a Russian bank account.
Spies among us. Wow. And they're constantly trying to work it, too. So this Russia meddling and these kinds of stuff, I mean, we're doing the same thing over there, too.
And all over the world.
All over the world, exactly. I mean, that's what station chiefs are for, and that's what they're recruiting people.
And why do you think it takes so long to get, say, an embassy approved and built? There's a lot more than just, you know, insulation going into the walls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow, you had to go to, if you were going to have any kind of discussion, you had to go to a special skiff that was it was like a metal building with all this kind of weird things on the outside of it, but you would go in there because that's the only place you could safely talk, because it was completely soundproof and it was contained, and they knew they couldn't get a bug in there, and they had a guard on it 24 hours a day, a marine there 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was serious. And then they had the new, I haven't seen the new embassy, but they would joke and say, we're all being exposed to outrageous amounts of microwave here because of the listening devices that they have. News Talk 93.1 FM. A reminder, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 84 is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car customer, got a car for his daughter. So show me a picture of him. He got a great deal on it.
He really did.
I mean, a great deal. So following the lead of 84 and others, and go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I tell you, we have had so many folks in my family and people that I know that have gotten great deals, and that's what they do. They're going to give you a great deal. It's not going to be a car that you're going to be scared of. It's going to be a car that you're going to be proud of. And if for some reason you don't like it, you have 3 days to return it. So go out and see them at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and David Ingram, and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. And don't forget about Mosquito Shield and LaVon Wessel. They did my yard yesterday. I was outside this morning. It was absolutely spectacular. News Talk 93.1. Darren Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Chevrolet Master.